Saving the Union was my only aim. A house divided against itself cannot stand. But in April 1861, the South opened fire on Fort Sumter and the war was upon us. In 1862, I signed the Emancipation Proclamation as a symbol of our resolve to cleanse the nation of the hated institution of slavery. There were many defeats during the first bitter years of the war. Then came the agonizing struggle here on the green hills and valleys of Gettysburg that turned the tide of battle. Long months of agonizing struggle followed until Lee's surrender at Appomattox Courthouse on April 9th, 1865. The South needed the help of our nation. I sought, with malice toward none, with charity for all, to finish the work we were in. I came here to Gettysburg to dedicate a final resting place for the men who gave their lives on this battlefield. I prayed that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, would have a new birth of freedom. That government of the people, by the people, and
it's probably 86 is probably the stand.
Shall not perish from the earth.
A bullet stilled the heart of Abraham Lincoln in Ford's Theater, Washington, D.C.
Okay. My favorite president's a Republican, Abraham Lincoln, who helped build a transcontinental railroad and invested in the Homestead Act that helped people get land and invested in our first major federal scientific research, understood that you make these common investments, land lease colleges.
Mr. Lincoln, who were you? Honest Abe, please tell me true. Why do we remember you? Can you tell me? Long and lanky, really tall, all the way to 6'4". Stern look, strong back, black top hat. Mr. Lincoln, you got me thinking about you rolling history. It's President's Day, so happy birthday from a grateful free country. 89 when you were born. One room.
Mr. Lincoln believed. He believed in freedom, believed in the goodness and the ability of his heroes, the people of this country. This is Lincoln's greatest lesson, this lesson in liberty. He understood that the idea of human liberty is bound up in the very nature of our nation. He understood that America cannot be America without standing for the cause of freedom.
President Reagan was right, and it is this story we tell within the walls of our new special exhibit, open now through September 2013. Welcome to Lincoln the Exhibition, where history and Hollywood come together. The exhibit explores the life of Abraham Lincoln, commemorates the Civil War, and marks the 150th anniversary.
Well, he lived in a cabin way down by the creek. He ran through the dust in his bare feet. But they didn't know that one fine day that he would rule this USA and be the best leader in all the land. Yes, young Abe Lincoln make a tall, tall man.
Young Abe Lincoln.
Miles to school every day, and no kind of weather could keep him away. A learning to read and a learning to write. He whipped any man in a wrestling fight.
You know, the things that we've been talking about. So I think people should just really put their minds at ease. We are pluralistic, we're inclusive. That's the kind of country we want, that's the country we are, and that's the country we're still going to have.
But just to accept and acknowledge that there are these incidents taking place all over the country.
Well, yeah, first, yeah, I heard your lead in there. That's terrible. That's awful. By the way, that's not Republicans. We are the party of Lincoln. People who espouse those views, they're not Republicans, and we don't want them in our party, even if they're thinking about it. And I'm confident Donald Trump feels the same way.
Lincoln changed his mind. His greatness was that he changed his mind. He supported colonization of black people to send free blacks to Africa or Central America. He changed his mind when he called for black people voting in New Orleans in April 1865. 3 days later, white John Wilkes Booth put a bullet through his head. Lincoln's greatness was he grew, he matured, he developed. That's true for each and every one of us. If we're going to be great, we got to grow, we got to develop, we have to mature. So I salute the great Lincoln, but no great Lincoln without the great abolitionist movement. And that's Harriet Tubman, that's Harriet Beecher Stowe, that's Frederick Douglass, that's Wendell Phillips, that's Charles Sumner. That whole movement put pressure on him to make him great.
Abraham Lincoln, preserve the Union, led the country when it beat itself up.
Emancipation Proclamation. He held free the slaves during the war.
The Civil War was by far the deadliest. Well, was it worth it? Some do not think.
But where did the Ku Klux Klan come from? It came from the Democratic Party. Who was the party of slavery? Who was the party of Jim Crow and discrimination? Who was the party that pushed through the civil rights legislation and voting rights? That was the Republicans. Who they were established as an abolitionist party. And the Democrats come along and say, yeah, I know. But it all switched, and the Democrats became the Republicans, and the Republicans became the Democrats. What a total lie. There's no evidence of that whatsoever.
Which of our previous presidents has inspired you most and why?
You can only pick one. One you can pick. Sorry, let me jump your question.
You know what?
One president.
Right.
One.
Okay.
Just one.
Okay. Sorry, President Obama. Sorry, Bill. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
Abraham Lincoln. You know, I, wow.
History is told within the walls of this fascinating and educational exhibit. Highlights on display include Abraham Lincoln's stovepipe hat and gold pocket watch, Mary Todd Lincoln's Bible, jewelry, and other personal items, Abraham Lincoln's earliest childhood writings, a President Lincoln signed copy of the Emancipation Proclamation and a President Lincoln signed copy of the 13th Amendment, a bloody pillow on which President Lincoln died at the Peterson Boarding House, and an American flag that draped President Lincoln's coffin.
U.S. currency. Well, I'm Abraham Lincoln, 16th U.S. president, and my face is on this penny here, you see. This penny I'm on is only worth 1 cent, and it's the smallest amount of U.S. cash there'll be. I'm Thomas Jefferson.
Beloved black brothers and sisters, don't you go to the movie and see Abraham Lincoln and think that that man really freed you? He did not love you any more than George Washington. George Washington had many black slaves, and Abraham Lincoln said that if he could keep the Union without freeing the slaves, he would never have freed the slaves. Go read the history and not be enchanted by Hollywood trying to put a good face on the so-called great emancipator. If he's the great emancipator, why are you still singing "We Shall Overcome"? It is because you have not been set free. That is what God has come to do, and he's making the case for your true liberation.
Everybody loves Abraham Lincoln. He won the Civil War for our nation. Our force of reason, bravery. He signed the end of slavery. Everybody loves Abraham Lincoln. But do you know all the things that went wrong? Things to make a lesser guy say so long. Potholes, pitfalls, traps and trials, hurdles for 100 miles. No wonder he never smiles. He lost his first job. He lost his first race for state senate. Opened a brand new store.
Express my sincere gratitude to President Trump. Donald, you must have been very busy in this very important period of 100 days after your inauguration. And thank you very much for inviting me over to the White House. My name is Abe, but in the United States, some people mistakenly pronounce my name as Abe, but that is not bad, because even in Japan, everybody knows the name of that great president. That farmer carpenter's son can become a president, and that fact, 150 years ago, surprised the Japanese who were still under the shogunate rule. The Japanese opened their eyes to democracy. United States is the champion of democracy. Donald, President, you are excellent businessman, but you have never been in the Congress or being a governor. You have not experienced being in the public office, but you have fought the uphill struggle and fight for more than a year in the election campaign to become a new president. And this is the dynamism of democracy. I would like to celebrate and congratulate Donald being sworn in as president.
How did Hillary Clinton try to defend this shocking admission? She didn't deny she said this awful thing. Instead, she blamed Honest Abe Lincoln. Honest Abe! So Hillary Clinton, for lying, blamed Abe Lincoln, commonly known as Honest Abe. He's spinning in his grave. The speeches also show that crooked Hillary supports cutting Medicare and Social Security benefits. One more example of how Hillary Clinton's public...
I mean, once again, it shows the question of temperament. When he says that I have a winning temperament because I've won my whole life, he doesn't understand what temperament is. Our greatest leaders have succeeded because they learned from failure and they learned from loss. Abraham Lincoln was nearly suicidal and he persevered and came back. Trump would probably call him weak for almost giving up. FDR lost his ability to walk and he came back with greater empathy and understanding for people from his faith.
The president is in charge of the nation. Let's all have a celebration. Let's remember Washington and Lincoln. Without them, our country would be sinking. Abraham Lincoln was his name, but some people call him Honest Abe. His face is on a penny and a $5 bill. He was the 16th president. What a thrill! He fought against slavery in our nation with the Emancipation Proclamation. He had a big beard and a big top hat. He lived in a log cabin. How about that? The president is in charge of a nation. Let's all have a celebration. Let's remember Washington and Lincoln. Without them, our country would be sinking.
The late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I have. Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you. That's a big, big difference. We're talking about some difference. But as far as other elements of what she was saying, I don't know, Putin.
Old Abe Lincoln came out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness. Old Abe Lincoln came out of the wilderness many long years ago. Many long years ago. Many long years ago. Old Abe Lincoln came out of the wilderness many long years ago. Old Jeff Davis tore down the government, tore down the government, tore down the government. Old Jeff Davis tore down the government many long years ago. Many long years.
long years ago. Old Jeff Davis tore down the government many long years ago. But old Abe Lincoln, he built up a better one, built up a better one, built up a better one. Old Abe Lincoln built up a better one many long years ago.
I want to make this a great success for the American people and for the people that put me in this position. So I don't want to change too much. I can be the most presidential person ever, other than possibly the great Abe Lincoln, all right? But I can be the most presidential person, but I may not be able to do the job nearly as well if I do that.
Your predecessor used to talk often about...